As someone who spends my life focused on creating value for others, whether through speaking, writing, or entrepreneurship, finding the perfect gift for loved ones can feel like an impossible task. I always aim to give something that's thoughtful, high quality, and meaningful. But let's be honest, it's not always easy. This year, I found the perfect solution, Quince. Quince allows you to treat your loved ones and yourself to timeless, premium quality gifts at a price that makes sense. As someone who values efficiency and excellence, I was impressed by their approach to creating luxury without the luxury price tag. I've personally been drawn to their Mongolian cashmere sweater. It's a classic, versatile piece that fits right into my lifestyle. And if you're like me and travel a lot, their packable puffer jackets are a game changer. Lightweight, warm, and stylish, they're perfect for anyone on the go this holiday season. Quince is committed to doing the things the right way. They partner only with factories that follow safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices. And every piece they create is made with premium fabrics and finishes to give you that luxury feel. Get luxury this holiday season without the luxury price tag. Go to quince.com/playbook for 365-day returns plus free shipping on your order. That's Quince, quince.com/playbook to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/playbook.
Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer, and I got Double Trouble here. We talk about making a lot of money, helping a lot of people, but we're adding move and have fun, and you got to move and have fun with Box Bowling. And I got the co-founders of Box Bowling with me today, Jacob and Victor's, the brothers, the unbelievable co-founders of Box Bowling. Welcome to the Playbook.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
I'm super excited to have both of you here because I believe that the key to life is enjoying the pursuit of our potential. And I know both of you as brothers must be competitive with one another. I have four brothers, and we have always been competitive. How much of that competitive nature is included in Box Bowling? You have enormous success, over 1 million people playing it. It'll be another 1 million by Christmas. But how important is it to have that competitive spirit between the two of you that now has amplified itself in your business?
Wow, that's a good question. So I think even that's the reason we launched our app. So we launched this product and we started playing, and, you know, a couple of days in, we started competing. We're like, how many can you do in 5 seconds, 10 seconds? But it was hard. You know, someone has to count and film and time. And then we said, let's build an app for this. So, I mean, right from the start.
Yeah.
Who's better?
We're actually at the same score.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe we can.
Might
do it
be genetics.
Today.
I want to do it if you don't mind.
The fun part is when we're out with the celebs and doing the shoots, usually they want to see us, the founders, against each other. And then it's like 50-50 who wins.
Yeah. Let's see who wins today.
That's beautiful. Yeah. We'll figure that out. We'll have a big competition. I'll give a prize. Beyond that, you know, in order to build the number one app in health and fitness is an incredible feat. But beyond that, it has to have something unique. And what I find to be most unique about Box Bowling is how it's attracted the biggest names in the world, not just in sports, but the biggest names in the world. There has to be a few different lessons in order to be that committed to get that many big names. Some people get one or two, but to get that many big names, from Kardashians to presidents to unbelievable entertainers and athletes, what has been the secret to getting all of those big names to endorse Box Bowling?
We, from the start, that was our strategy. And we've been growing with this talent, with the celebs. So we started in Sweden.
You finally get the biggest talent, by the way. We're lucky to be here.
We started small and we've been growing. And I think one thing that you said early, I saw this maybe 7 years ago, is to keep going through the no's.
Yeah.
You will get a no and you will get another no. I say 7 no's. I think you're at 50 or
25.
25. Yeah. 7. Because after, I think, yeah. So we got, for example, Khloe Kardashian. We were going to launch the US market 2022. And they said no 4 times. And the fifth time, we got a yes. Adjusting the deal, timing, you know, going through someone else, finding a third person that maybe also get a little cash, you know, on the yeah. side, you know, finding other ways around the nose, I would say.
I would add to that, that when we went from Sweden to UK, our second market that we opened up, we got the chance to work with one of the biggest football players in the UK, soccer in Europe.
Yeah.
And there and then I had a mental shift that, oh, we can work with this person. We can work with anyone.
You know, it's so interesting in both of you as entrepreneurs, since you've been very young, I always say you'll never overachieve your own self-image. And it's interesting, Victor, when you talk about these milestones of different people and different successes that we have expand our own imagination, our own self-image. For you, has your self-image, because between brothers, we might, through the competition, limit what we can do, because when we love each other as brothers, and I have a lot of them, sometimes we don't want each other to get hurt. So we may push our own expectations or limitations on each other. Have you guys found that you limit each other, or you're catalyst to expand this imagination or self-image?
I would say, at least for me, I think I don't know anyone else that works harder than this guy, which also, I think I work hard, yeah? Which I always feel we're a team going forward, forward, forward. And there's never, this cannot be done. Like sometimes we get a DM to each other and maybe he send me, you know, let's say Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And right away we're like, maybe one day. So I wouldn't say there's anything that we do to limit each other. Yeah. The opposite, just pushing forward.
And does that come from your parents? Because it's very unique for brothers to have this type of relationship. I wish I could have it with my brothers because they're extremely talented and extremely smart, have incredible work ethic. But for some reason, they don't want to work with me, and I don't blame them. But you guys actually enjoy working together. Is that from your parents, or where does that come from?
I think that's a deep question, and I don't even have the answer to that today. But what I can say is that when we've been in the shit, and we've been in the shit together, it's just had forced us to, like, it's us against everyone. That's how it's been feeling. And for every time that happens, it just feels like we get stronger and we can, like, there's nothing that is not possible for us anymore.
And to that measure, when things get easy, a lot of times we start nitpicking. A lot of people say here in America, there's different move. Hypersensitivity has been caused because we're in such luxury with the technology and wealth in America that people started, they literally didn't have to worry about surviving. So they started nitpicking things.
As someone who spends my life focused on creating value for others, whether through speaking, writing, or entrepreneurship, finding the perfect gift for loved ones can feel like an impossible task. I always aim to give something that's thoughtful, high quality, and meaningful. But let's be honest, it's not always easy. This year, I found the perfect solution, Quince. Quince allows you to treat your loved ones and yourself to timeless, premium quality gifts at a price that makes sense. As someone who values efficiency and excellence, I was impressed by their approach to creating luxury without the luxury price tag. I've personally been drawn to their Mongolian cashmere sweater. It's a classic, versatile piece that fits right into my lifestyle. And if you're like me and travel a lot, their packable puffer jackets are a game changer. Lightweight, warm, and stylish, they're perfect for anyone on the go this holiday season. Quince is committed to doing the things the right way. They partner only with factories that follow safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices. And every piece they create is made with premium fabrics and finishes to give you that luxury feel. Get luxury this holiday season without the luxury price tag. Go to quince.com/playbook for a 365-day returns plus free shipping on your order. That's Quince, quince.com/playbook to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/playbook.
You guys have been very successful. Have you found that there has been any pettiness between the two of you when things go well?
I think when things go well, you finally get a few minutes to just relax and to be honest, because every day there's new shit. Shit all the time. Used to
Well, you're an entrepreneur.
Just an example today. Our Meta account got shut down.
Yeah.
Boom. Credit limit reached. We cannot spam, which is terrible. Like
right before Christmas.
Yeah. We're
best days.
The peak days.
Yeah.
We're doing like at our current spend, we're spending around $1 to $1.5 million a day. To get that shut down just like that, it's just another day.
Yeah. And so how do you deal with that? You know, the I always say if you come up with a well-developed plan as an entrepreneur, you're guaranteed God will laugh at you. And so God's laughing at you today.
Yeah.
And so what's the mindset between the two of you when there's things that we don't control that happen that are not what we want?
Solve it, solve it, solve it. Just go, go, go. And also don't like stop your day. Like we have this planned. We could easily just call and say, we need to focus on
right.
this. But no, go ahead. But still on the way here, we've been on calls, calling, you know, head of Nordics at Meta and this and that. And people are trying to help us. And it will most likely be solved tomorrow. We want to solve it today.
Yeah. And also times where it's not happening. We are saying it's going to come.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, it's going to come. The next shitstorm. It's just a matter of time. You're already prepared for it. And when it happens, it's just like switch on and go.
I love that. Now, let's talk about the game itself.
Yeah.
Super successful. So many people, including me, are just huge fans. I was so blessed that you were fans of mine because I'm fans of you and your game. But I think the success is really in the design. And I know that you designed it out of a necessity, a joy of the original game that you developed just to play together. And then you created the app. In that design, what are some of the key components that you feel make the design of the game so attractive and so compelling for millions of people to want to play?
So everyone can do it. You can be 6 years old. You can be 90.
Like pickleball.
Yeah. Our grandma, she's 88 years. And she plays it.
Is she better than you two?
No. But she's better than a lot of the celebrities.
Yeah.
Really good. She does 15 hits in 5 seconds, which you're going to try.
Wow. Yeah. I got to beat the grandma here on the playbook. What's her name?
We call her Abuela.
Abuela. Yeah, see? Like Abuela, yeah.
So that's one thing. Anyone can do it. You can do it wherever you want. You can either just play with yourself or compete versus others. There's a competitive nature of the game. Like, how many hits can you do? Oh, how many hits can you do? I can do one more, five more, etc. I think, what else? I think those are like the strong factors.
Yeah. And just the fact that you can play against another person and everything is video-based, you get to see the other person perform.
Yeah. One of the things I like about it is simplicity.
Super simple.
Super simple. And it's not like a lot of games lose me in the scoring, in the like sometimes the simpler is the better. One of my friends, Rob Angel, and a big shout out to Rob, who invented Pictionary.
Oh.
And one of the things I loved about Pictionary was it was simple. So not only could everyone play it, but everybody could understand it. As you know, in American football, as you guys have been here since October, not so easy to understand, or cricket, not so easy to understand, or the nuances of soccer or your football, not easy to understand. But box bowling, very easy to understand. And makes it fun, not only because everyone can play it, but everybody can understand it and can be competitive, not just play it, which is a great thing. What were the bigger challenges that we've talked about some today when you're spending $1.5 million? Not everybody has $1.5 million a day ad spend. But what were some of the biggest challenges? Because there's only one speed when it comes to developing an app, and it's not fast enough. And so you obviously have learned a lot of lessons in developing such an extraordinarily successful game. What were some of the early challenges that you didn't foresee that maybe you could share on the playbook for those entrepreneurs that are trying to build their passion in an app?
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of challenges in the beginning. You know, even finding our first CTO. You know, who's going to build it? We started with some agencies here. I got to borrow a friend's developers from another project. Like, we've just been moving around and we didn't have much funds. We started from zero. We're bootstrapped. But kind of building an MVP, playing with that, not being satisfied, getting a lot of shit from.
How long did that take to get to the MVP?
We had a first version within like 3 months.
Not bad.
Yeah, but it was for iOS only. And we launched in Sweden and we just broke the app.
Too much.
So, yeah, we launched with an influencer, a YouTuber, the biggest YouTuber in Sweden.
Yeah.
And we just, all the kids wanted to play it, crashed the app, number one on App Store, fun. But, you know, so then we learned, okay, we need to be able to build for scale. So we went with a new CTO, we changed the team. And then now we have our second CTO that we got from a really successful scale up. And he's been with us for like, what is it, 1 or 2 years now?
Yeah.
Two almost. But it's always like, we're releasing DM, chat, follow and likes now this week.
Nice.
It's just like, we're becoming a social media with so many people on the platform and everyone is uploading videos every day. Have you seen the app?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
There's people playing all the time. Challenging. You can do a live battle. I can send a battle request to you. You can be in India. I can be in the US. We can play and we get a split screen.
Well, I'm coming for you. Yeah. I'm going to send you 16 right here. Yeah. That's so good.
Yeah. Well, I think, and then also, you know, we're not happy with the app. We want it to be better. Fuck. Maybe we have a edge case for some old Android that something is not working. And we're like, fuck, we don't want to see this.
Yeah.
And then we have limited resources, limited time. We're a small team. So what should we build first? Okay, now we only have 2 weeks. What are we going to put in? And I think that's a big challenge all the time.
And I'm really curious about ad spend. You know, I coach so many different companies as advisors, some of the biggest companies in the world. And it's interesting, whether it's the chairman of Gulf Oil down to, you know, Verb and Market.live to, you know, Travis Matthew.
Yeah.
Everybody asked me the same question about ad spend.
What is that?
And it's, how do you know it actually works? You know, what's working for you in ad spend? Because obviously, if somebody like this, the middle-aged mutant turtle, can build a brand that's known in Sweden and inspiring someone from 7 years ago, they assume I must know about what actually works in ad spend. You guys are spending $1.5 million a day on ad spend. What do you think actually works?
That's a really good question. Well,
if you actually knew, we could all make a shitload of money, right?
I would say we're super performance based. We track everything.
Testing.
Testing and tracking. But this is actually funny. So our paid social lead, he doesn't really understand what we understand about the product and the target and all that. So he just want to test stuff. But I'm actually against testing just to test. I want to test best guesses.
Yeah. Right? Smart.
So you need.
I'm going to steal that, by the way. You're going to see that on a video. Yeah. Test best guess. Test best guesses. Oh, you got it? Yeah. I thought it was a standard. Yeah. Kind of like be more interested than interesting. Yeah. Test best guesses.
No, but I
Jake, Jacob Erickson. Yeah.
No, but I really believe like we as a brand, we need to really believe it first. If we think it is good, then test it and measure. Does it work? Yes. Scale. That's another thing. Test, work, scale.
Test, work, scale. Test, best guesses.
Yeah.
There's no secrets of success when it comes to the Erickson brothers. Now, the fun part. Let's go play.
Yeah.
And then we'll finish up with a big close here. Let's go do it.
Box bowling is not only a great way to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, but move and have fun. I just did it. My lucky number 11. Look out, Chris Jenner. I'm coming after you. Awala, sorry, you're the champ. But Victor was the victor today. If you want to have fun during the holidays, then go ahead, grab yourself Box Ballin' right now. Download it, share it. This is the latest and greatest. There's no reason why you wouldn't want this. It's a great Christmas gift to yourself or others. Come and get it now. You'll have it by Christmas. You'll have time to practice. You can be the champion in your home with Box Bowling. I want to thank Victor and Jacob Erickson for joining us, the co-founders of this incredible game. I'm addicted. So if you don't see some videos during the holidays, it's because I'm going to be playing Box Bowling. That's all I got to say. This is Dave Meltzer with some incredible entrepreneurs here on The Playbook.